Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, where we talk about different types of authenticity. It's all the same, but authenticity in different areas of our life. I have a really special guest today. We're going to talk about being wild. I can't wait. But first, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the newest thing I'm doing. I'm going to be launching the fifth in a series of my Dare to Be Authentic books of contributing authors. And it's going to be called Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. So if you have a story of prosperity, and it does not have to be financial, and you'd like to talk about being a contributor in my book, just give me a call, 954-243-7297, or visit my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari, M-A-R-I.com. Well, we're broadcasting from Southern California, and the weather where I live has shifted. I am so happy we have weather into the 60s at night, and it was 70 degrees in the house. Hooray! I feel like we're heading quickly into fall, and it's kind of an exciting time. And I have a very exciting guest today. Her name is Lucinda Back in White. She's the author of Confessions of a Bone Woman, Realizing Authentic Wildness in a Civilized World. She's an inner wildness guide and an expert at the process of self-discovery and personal transformation. She teaches how to be authentically wild in a civilized world. Well, thank you for being with us today, Lucinda. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so great. Thank you, Mari, for having me. I'm so excited to talk about wildness with you.
And I'm so excited to talk about wildness with you. I've been excited all week. Let's first talk about what made you realize that you weren't connected to your authentic self anymore.
I grew up as a nature child with a single mother in the 60s. She wasn't a hippie, but she had to work really hard to make ends meet for us. And then when she was 11, she married someone that was very affluent and put me on the trajectory to be a yuppie. So I worked really hard to get a college degree and an MBA and achieve the American dream. When I was 27, I was living in a condo on the beach with my girlfriends. I worked for IBM. I had a master's in business. I'd gone on lots of diets to look slender and pretty. And I thought that would make me happy. That's what the media and the cultural conditioning promised. And I noticed a disconnect between the thoughts in my head, the feelings in my body, and the way I looked to the outside world. They didn't match. I wasn't happy. That didn't bring me success and happiness. And so it caused a crisis where I quit IBM and spiraled into a suicidal depression. And that was the beginning of me being an obsessive seeker of what is the meaning of life and what's the definition of happiness. So I wrote my book, Confessions of a Bone Woman, that tells my whole life story. I'm 58 years old, how I reclaimed a connection to my authentic self, which is another way of describing the soul, and I call it authentic wildness.
Yeah, I love that word. So how did wildness become the process you chose to get back to your authenticity?
When I got married and had my own children, I flashed back to my childhood and realized I hadn't been out in nature since I went on the yuppie trajectory, because it was all about material, tangible accomplishments to prove my value and self-worth. And I believe that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so there is an invisible essence, our soul, our authentic wildness inside of us, our inner nature, that wants to express itself. And it is wild. It wants to move. It mirrors the nature outside of us. The only thing constant in nature is change. And so we're meant to grow and evolve and change too. But yet when we overemphasize doing work and accomplishing tangible, we get stuck and we're not wild and we're not moving. And then we get tired and exhausted from overemphasizing the doing.
Right. Yeah. I've experienced that in my life myself, and stagnant too. Like, for me, things, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it gets boring as well and stagnant.
It does, yeah. And then it's constrictive. It's really tight. We have this, we strive for perfection, and it makes us very stiff, and then the soul gets suffocated, and that's what caused my depression. My soul was just sad, and like you talk about stagnant, it's like stagnant water. So one way that I got connected, reconnected to my inner authentic wildness was when I had the flashback. When my children reminded me of my childhood, I started spending more time in nature and reconnecting with who I was as a child, because our inner authentic wildness is our childlike self. Why is it so enlivening to be around children? Because they are curious, spontaneous, playful, creative, wild and free.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking, what do people think if I do this? They're not thinking, can I make money doing this? And that gets squished out of us. And if we can hearken back to who we were as children, what we don't do anymore, that's one clue to your authentic wildness. And another is to just go into nature and spend time, and nature will tune you and connect. The wildness in nature will connect to the wildness in you, and it's like a tuning fork, a vibration that will bring it alive.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. One thing that I notice in nature, and I don't get out enough, I've got to start doing that, is how quiet it is. You know, we live in a society. I live in a condo, and they cut the grass 2-3 times a week. And you're always bombarded by the noise of mowers and blowers. And on the golf course, they make a lot of noise. Also, keeping it all trimmed and neat and perfect for this perfect world. Everybody seeks that perfection you were just talking about. But the noise level for me is unbearable. But getting out in nature, that brings that quietness, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you're talking about vibration. And so it's very jarring to our soul when we hear these noises like blowers and machinery and equipment. And yet the sounds in nature are so peaceful and lyrical, like a song. And it tunes us in that way. And then it also speaks to this whole concept of distraction. We are also seeking noise, like turning on the TV or listening to music through our earbuds or talking to our friends. And so even though that may sound more appealing and we're choosing that kind of noise, you're absolutely right. We're not being silent to receive the inner messages from our inner authentic self. We're seeking messages outside of ourself when we're doing that, and we can't hear what our inner authentic wildness, our soul, wants to tell us. And it will speak to you if you are quiet and open the channels, the circuits.
That is so true. I found that in my life, and it's one of the things I encourage my clients. I tell them, I call it a quiet time. Have yourself a quiet time where you don't have the radio or the TV on. You're not on Facebook. You're just away from everything, and just, you don't have to stay there forever. You can stay there 5 minutes when you start, you know, just to get that grounding, just to get to who you really are, like you call it, your authentic wildness. Fantastic. So what's the main message, Lucinda, that you want to bring to the public?
Well, I believe that all is good until we're out of balance. And for thousands of years, our society has overemphasized the tangible material achievements. And so collectively and individually, humanity and our planet is suffering from a spiritual crisis, a disconnection to our inner authentic self. And our soul, our authentic wildness, is naturally connected to the spirit that runs through all things. And that's why we all feel so sad and lonely, even though we have friends and, you know, personal friends, and we go to work and we have families and we're on social media with a lot of friends. A lot of us suffer from a feeling of loneliness. And so we're seeking, grasping, consuming more and more and more parties and activities and people because we're so lonely. And yet, the irony is we are lonely for ourselves. It's the soul that is longing for our connection. And when we connect to our inner authentic wildness and our soul, we're automatically connected to everything, from a tree to an animal to another person, because of this that runs through all things.
Yeah, we're lonely for ourselves. What a beautiful way to put it, and it's so true. We're out there seeking, what's already inside of us. It's already inside of us, but we're not aware. And I used to be that way, of course. I mean, that's what I learned. That's what they teach in this world. That's what society teaches us. Everything is outside of you. Where it's backwards, everything is inside of us. Joy, happiness, peace, everything lies right inside of us. But I love that. We're lonely for ourselves. I'm sure many people, including some of the listeners, can feel that way. I know I have friends and clients that will say, I just can't be alone. I'm so lonely. And I say to them, when you learn to be alone and to connect with you, you won't feel lonely anymore. But they don't understand. It's not their time yet to, you know, to go through this process.
It all is so. It is so true. All is good until it's out of balance, and sometimes we have to hit that point where we are out of balance, and then there's a crisis or an event that causes us to go inward. And there's nothing wrong with it because we are on the plane of duality, and we learn by comparison. Mm-hmm. So all of it is good, and we just do a lot of people pleasing because we are inherently designed to connect with people. We want to belong. And so we please other people and forget to please ourselves because we're so worried that we'll be ostracized and left out and lonely. So it is normal. But when we understand it and have an awareness and open, and like you said, just spend 5 minutes on connecting with ourselves, things start to shift just through that little bit.
Yeah, they did. They did for me. I started with just 5 minutes. Sometimes you can't do more. And now it's a practice that I follow every day. I can't do without it. I can't do with that connection and that grounding. I can't live my day without that. So I encourage, if you haven't done that yet, do that. Connect to yourself, even if it's just a little 5 minutes a day. Fantastic. So tell us about your book. I love the title, Confessions of a Bone Woman, Realizing Authentic Wildness in a Civilized World.
Thank you. Well, the subtitle, Realizing Authentic Wildness in a Civilized World, speaks to balancing yourself. So we need to develop our human nature and understand the rules of society to fit in and to have friends and to work hard so that we can master survival and take care of food, shelter, and clothing. So it is really important to be a human and be in the system. But then we also are meant to go inward and connect with our authentic wildness and express who we are on the inside, because not only is that fulfilling, but we have a gift that we're meant to share with the world to make the world a better place. So my book is my story. It's my memoir. It's a very, very sensory experience reading my story about how I transformed over and over and over through struggles and saw them all as a gift and a learning experience. Maybe not in the time, but then I was able to, as time went by, in retrospect, see the lesson in a struggle or a difficult situation or a life transition. So my memoir takes people through a sensory lifetime with me, feeling how it was to be me, my struggles, and what I did to overcome it, and then to ultimately pull my world, two worlds together. It wasn't until after I told you about reconnecting with nature through my children that I started to come across animal bones when I was hiking, and they just captivated me, and I didn't know why. I was a little bit embarrassed. I thought it was weird, so I didn't tell anyone, and I had this whole secret life, which a lot of people do, and it was my connection to the spiritual realm was through the animal bones, because symbolically speaking, at the end of our lifetime, our body, this life is over and our body will decompose, but the bones won't. You think about the dinosaurs in the museum. The bones are symbolic of our soul, our authentic wildness. So when I was collecting animal bones, it was a journey of me reclaiming my lost parts, my wounded parts, my shamed parts, my tamed parts, and becoming whole. So it was this whole metaphor. There's vibrations and symbols and messages in the bones. And it's my entire life journey through all my life stages to becoming an elder and how I'm expressing my authentic wildness from the inside out. So the story is transformative just to pick up the energy when you're reading it, but it also demonstrates how to do things, gives you ideas.
That's great. Wow, I love that information about the bones. I never thought about that, that the bones remain, even though the flesh all, you know, turns away to ashes or whatever. The bones do remain. That's really, that was inspired. To me, that was inspired in you, that, just even that thought about the bones.
Yes, and it speaks to our soul, which is eternal and never dies. It's the body dies,
right.
But the soul goes back up to heaven, and it never dies. And there's a whole other world up
right.
there.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we're going to take a quick little break, and in the second portion of the show, if you'd like to call in and ask questions, talk to Lucinda or to myself, you're invited to call in. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and you're free to call in now while we go on commercial break. And we'll
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their family. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your auto immediately at www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
Well, welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have special guest Lucinda Back in White talking about authentic wildness. She is the author of Confessions of a Bone Woman, Realizing Authentic Wildness in a Civilized World. So getting back to a little bit more about you, how do you help clients? Because I know you help other people. Now that you've gone through this path and you've discovered, you know, what lights you up and what brings joy in your life, how do you help clients create a life of joy and fulfillment?
I work with clients on the phone and in person. I live on a beautiful piece of property that butts up to open space. There's a lot of wilderness and wild animals here. And what I do is I try, so I mentioned earlier the inner and outer nature, and our inner nature mirrors what's going on outside of us and vice versa. So, for example, if you look at a lot of gardens and yards, the nature is beautiful, but it's very controlled and maintained
yes.
compared to the wilderness. So there's different degrees of wildness and natural ways of being. So if you can just open all your sensory channels to nature, you will receive vibrations that go in and speak to you and tune you and connect you to what's going on in nature and how nature transforms and the beauty and the movement. So I take people into nature and do a lot of sensory experiences where they get in mm-hmm. touch with sound, sight, taste, and smell to open these channels. And if people are not comfortable in nature or they live in the city or we're working on the phone, I can also help them access nature through their imagination. That's super powerful. And I'm also an interpreter of the signs and symbols and messages that the universe gives to us. So I work a lot with animal totems, or if people have an unusual interaction with an animal, it is the spirit trying to guide your authentic wildness and give you a message to connect with yourself. I can help them interpret that, or a dream, or even synchronicities with people. So there's many different ways, and I get into where is this person in their life? What do they want to accomplish? And I have this ability to kind of see who they are authentically on the inside, and I can help them pull that out.
Very nice. I have that same ability. I'm extremely intuitive, and you know, we don't tell people what to do or how to live their lives, but just a guiding towards that authentic self of theirs. That's nice. You know, I love to go. I live near the ocean. I'm very blessed, and I love to go down to the ocean. And one of the things you're talking about, how nature transforms things, and one of the things I love to do out here in California, we don't have that in Florida, is go through and find sea glass, because the ocean has transformed pieces of glass that people have actually trashed, thrown into the ocean, into these beautiful sea glass pieces. And I, you know, have green and turquoise, mostly white, but being out there and listening to the sound of the ocean, like you say, the sounds, and looking at the beauty of it, and even the rocks at all different colors, and in there are those little treasures of sea glass. When we're talking about the transformation of nature, that's what came up for me. That's so much fun for me to do. So, did you want to say something on that?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how to get a hold of you. If a listener wants to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
I have a website with all the information you need, and it's authenticwildness.com. And it's wildness, WILDNESS, authenticwildness.com. And you can reach out to me through email there. You can look at my offerings. I have a blog, and I have also published a lot of articles. So there's a lot of information there for you.
Very good. And, of course, your book is there as well if they want to get hold of that, Confessions of a Bone Woman, I imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
also, you'll also be able to find Lucinda on my website on the radio show page. So just go to lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com, and just hit radio show. And she'll be there with her photograph. You get to see her, and you can click right to her website and have replays of this if you want to pass it along to your friends and family, this fantastic show that she's doing for us. So, Lucinda, is there something particularly you wanted to say to a listener today? Something that's coming up for you?
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to speak to, and it has to do with aging, because I am 58 years old, and I consider myself to be a rookie elder. I knew from a very young age that I wanted to be an elder of consequence. I don't know why, but I did. And so I've been working my whole life to get to this point. And humanity on our planet needs the wisdom of elders. And yet we're told that growing old is unattractive and we're afraid of death and we don't want to talk about it. And those two things go hand in hand, death and aging. And I'm here to say that if you can connect with your inner authentic wildness, we all have a wildness within that is longing to be seen and expressed. And in there is a gift to share with the world to leave it a better place. And it's so enlivening because how do you know when you're not connected to your authentic wildness? You know when you are so exhausted, depleted, perhaps depressed, and maybe even suffering from a mysterious illness. That is a sign. Your body's telling you you are not connected to your authentic wildness. How do you know when you are connected to your authentic wildness? You are just as busy, but you are doing what your soul is authentically designed to do, and you are enlivened from the inside out. You are not exhausted and tired, and that's where I'm at today. It was not easy for me to debut. I came from a very traditional Silicon Valley culture. My husband was a CEO. I had a very visible life and family. It was very difficult for me to debut and write a book about collecting bones and helping people connect with their inner authentic wildness. But I took my gift of not my wound. It really hurt me. When I was young, not being seen for who I was on the inside, I took that wound and turned it into my gift, and now I'm helping other people do the same. And it's something everybody has inside of them. They have their own unique gift that they're meant to share, which brings higher meaning to your life and your elder years and purpose.
Right. That's beautiful. You know, I call the show Dare to Be Authentic for a reason, Lucinda, because being authentic takes a lot of courage. It takes guts. And like you say, coming out with that book and just putting yourself out there, that took tremendous courage. Tell us about how that felt, because I know that wasn't easy.
Yeah, it was very scary when I did it, because I was the dutiful housewife, I mean, raised my children and had a very blessed life. And then I knew it was my time to shine and do my thing once the kids left. But people don't want us to change. It's scary. And so I had to fight against it. I have stepchildren, and there were a lot of grandchildren, and people, I didn't want to just be stuck in the expectation of, okay, I'm just going to be the dutiful darling at the dinner parties, and I'm going to cook and clean and babysit whenever you want. I wanted freedom to do more than that, and so it was very hard to say there's something inside of me that wants to express, because what it wasn't valued. Well, how important can that be? Animal bones. So I wrote the book to tell the story, and it did take a lot of bravery, and I did have to go against my family and society. And then when I did write the book and debuted, all of a sudden the light bulb went on, and they saw it, And they're like, oh, wow. Okay, now we get it. So it was hard and it was difficult, and now I cannot wait to get up in the morning. I'm so enlivened, having fun. I love what I'm doing, and I'm doing what I love. And mm-hmm. the people around me that get it, and the ones who don't, they just kind of fall by the wayside, and it doesn't really matter
yes.
because realizing my authentic wildness.
Right. That's beautiful. And I love that because it just encourages people who are listening that even though it's difficult, even though it's scary, I've experienced that in my life as well with my first book that I wrote and I put out there, and I was terrified. And my mom had passed away by that time. She never even knew that I was an author or wrote anything. I just didn't share it with her. But my sister came to the book signing. I didn't think that she would receive this whole thing. And she came and she bought a couple of books and she was so proud of me. And that really meant a lot to me. And that showed me that, like you, having the courage to go through something like that and kind of exposing your life to the world, but for the good, not just for the, you know, not just for, oh, I'm going to expose my life to the world, but because there was a purpose for it, like you say, to help people is the bottom line. It's a beautiful thing that comes out of it, but it does take a lot of courage. So if you're listening out there and you have a story that you want to tell, or if you have something you want to start, if something is growing inside of you, but it's so different and you're afraid that your family, your friends, society, whoever it is that you're around won't accept it or won't like it, just have that courage. Follow. Lucinda is a beautiful example of stepping into authenticity and doing it in a super courageous way. And I thank you, Lucinda, for that example, because we lead by example. We could talk all day long, right? We could talk, but it's your example, I believe, that changes people's lives. But, you know, it's
yes.
just a beautiful thing.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for your work. We have very similar paths.
We do. We are authentic in different ways. I didn't get to the wild part yet, but you know what? After listening to you today, I'm excited because I've always been, of course, I think most people are, I've always been drawn to nature. You know, I grew up in New York City, a very loud, busy, noisy city, which I still love New York City. But I remember as a child loving to go to the park. We have this big park not too far from us. We would walk there. And at night in the summer, there were fireflies, and we would catch the fireflies, and then we'd let them go. And those were one of the best times that I experienced. And then we'd go to the Museum of Natural History, and we'd see the dinosaurs and all the different exhibits of all the animals, and that would light me up. So I think I have a desire to get out into nature as well. So is there anything else you wanted to share? We're getting ready to wrap up the show and make sure you've said everything that you know, was on your heart for today for the listener.
I just want to quickly say that what you just told me about your childhood and what you loved to do as a child, you want to reconnect with it, that is the key right there. I want to tell all your listeners, think back onto who you were as a child, because that's your original authentic self, and go do those things again,
yeah.
and you will be amazed what will unfold.
That's nice. So I got to go find the museum. No, it's true. I loved getting away from the city and going to visit relatives who, you know, who were out more in the country, not necessarily country, but compared to New York City, just everything else is about the country. Going upstate was amazing. You know, as a teenager, we went on retreat once and we went up, and it was winter. So there was snow on the ground, and we went to this beautiful retreat house. I don't even remember where. We spent the weekend there. It was amazing. There was snow that had gone that night, and when we went out, the snow hit us all the way up to the knees, and it was such a beautiful, crisp air. I can still remember how it felt and how the air felt and how it felt to go through that beautiful snow that no one had touched before. That was a beautiful, beautiful sensation. Well, Lucinda, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an honor to speak to you today. Listener, please connect with her on her website. Tell us again what your website is.
AuthenticWildness.com.
Okay, easy enough. So we'll see you in the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Mari.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach
life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.